to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about you don't have to like it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like it. You just need to get it done. We get it twisted when we think that whatever we want to do, we have to like it. When you're reaching for a goal, there are going to be many underlying things that you must do in order to reach that goal, right? So we think that everything that we have to do, we have to like it. But yet, if we don't like it, we don't do it. And of course, that derails your goal. That's what makes you stagnant. That's what keeps you in the same place as last year. You don't have to like it. You just need to get it done. So let's understand that it has to be done and you have to do it to the best of your ability. Now, don't get me wrong, you have the choice not to do it at all. But again, if there's a certain result that you want and it requires that you do some marketing or do some public relations or keep up with social media or do public speaking, you don't have to like it, but it has to be done. And if you're going to do it, practice it and do it to the best of your ability. Once you get to a place where you can pay someone to do it better than you can do it, then do that. But as of right now, if you're starting from the bottom, you have to use your resources. And if the only resource that you have is yourself, well, if you have to learn to do it, you don't have to like it, but you need to go ahead and do it to the best of your ability. Most times we allow small things like that to stop us. We think, I want to be an astronaut, but I don't like working with others. Well, you don't have to like it, but you're going to have to do it if you want to be an astronaut, because it takes teamwork and it takes communication. And the thing is, a lot of things are small. They're just kind of a stepping stone to where you want to go. And it's not something that you have to always do, because whatever your result is going to be something that you like. Do you think the people that you admire and the people that are successful, do you think that they like getting up early in the morning to do the small things? To do the things that they don't like? No, but if they had to get done, it had to get done. Do you think they like working 7 days a week around the clock to get the results that they wanted? No, I'm pretty sure they would rather have a 9-to-5 schedule and still be successful at what they were successful at. But that's not the case. If you're going to go beyond the average, you have to do what the average don't do or won't do. And that goes back to, you don't have to like it, but do it to the best of your ability. You'll get to a point where you'll surround yourself with people, you'll make new friends or colleagues, and you can have someone help you with it, or you may be in a position to pay someone to do it for you. It's just like social media management. When new businesses, especially entrepreneurs, when they're trying to get their name out there, it takes a lot of time. Some people don't realize this, but to have a presence on social media, it takes a lot of time. And some people may not like that. But if that's a part of the path to get the results that you want, you don't have to like it, but do it to the best of your ability. You won't get recognized without social media. And being that social media is what's free right now and is going to help you get to where you want to go, well, you don't have to like it, but it would be awesome if you could do it to the best of your ability until you get to the point where you can find a social media manager and you can hand that off to someone else. But until then, you have to take care of everything and use things to your advantage. Some of us, we have more money than others, so we can skip that step and go straight into what we really want to do. But for most of us, we don't have those type of resources. A lot of people don't have the money to get started. A lot of people aren't, they don't have that social circle where everybody's supportive and they'll do whatever they can to help. So if you're starting from the bottom, it is hard. And you hear people tell their stories all the time. But if you want to get there, the shortest path to success is hard work. The shortest path to success is hard work, and that's what it's going to take. Hard work, dedication, discipline, focus, consistency, being persistent even when it doesn't work. So just because you don't like something, don't let it stop you. Don't let it derail your plans of you reaching success, because all successful people go through it. There were many things they didn't like in the beginning, but they kept going forward and they did it and they kept moving. Don't let your fear stop you. We all have to do things we don't like. But in order to get to that place where you reach the top and you get to do the things that you want to do, you have to do things that you don't like to do. Again, you don't have to like it, but learn to do it to the best of your ability. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at The Golden Lady. And check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's G-O-A-L-D-E-N. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep it moving.